Everyone from here is still from here, regardless of where they are or where they end. Ander Monson.
Ryan Teitman is an MFA student in creative writing at Indiana University and former poetry editor of Indiana Review. His poems have appeared or are forthcoming in Crab Orchard Review, Puerto del Sol, Redivider, Third Coast, and other journals. He's won Mid-American Review's Fine Line Competition and AWP Intro Journals Award in Poetry and been nominated for a Pushcart Prize. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro. Ryan, what have you brought to read to us today?
Cathedrals. We tent our fingers to make a cathedral. This is how it's always been done. How a whisper between two palms becomes an architecture we can't fit into our mouths. We hear words like apse and remember shoveling piles of tulips into a burnt-out flatbed. An old man says cupola, and I think of knotty loaves of rye stacked like cordwood in a baker's pantry. I dream of a church's unfinished dome squinting upward like the battered eye socket of a bare-knuckle boxer. Every dream is its own kind of shaky cathedral, joists and vaults bracing it against the weight of another morning invoked against us. There's a cathedral built from the leg bones of draft horses and saints, a cathedral of birds scaffolding the sky, a cathedral of bodies opening to each other on beds smooth as altars, a cathedral of hands unbuttoning the skin of every prayer within our reach. Ephesians. Beloved, remember what we used to know. The owl perched in the barn rafters with a kitten dangling from its beak. The summer so dry that the wheat withered underfoot as we walked through the field with ice cream-coated hands. I remember the day you went crazy with fever and took a hatchet to the hives in the apiary. You stood in the swarm and shouted, "I am the Lord God of all creation," before your father ran in and cradled you to the house. That night, the doctor dipped bandages in honey and wrapped your welted limbs while your father read to you from Aesop's fables. You opened your mouth and let the doctor reach in with pliers, let him pull one bee after another from under your swollen tongue, and let him hold each corpse, glistened with spit, up to the window pane before dropping it in a jar at your bedside. You gathered that jar with you always, half filled with their dried bodies like kernels of corn. On the last night of summer, we fell asleep in the hayloft. In your dream, you whispered, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead." In the morning, the jar was empty, and our eyes were the color of nectar. Little Litany. Little tongue cupped in a palm, splashed in holy water, little heart-colored stone, sing, little prayer of meat, sing, little darling clam now open, little worm unburdened by the mouth, sing, finger without a hand, sing, root without a trunk, note without a horn, little bedsore, little barn door, little eyelid, little end stop, sing, little dot dash, little stamp of flesh, sing, little sack of nickels, sing, little pouch cut from behind wet teeth, from behind lips dry, from behind the words that cupped a prayer and called it again and again a song.
You've been listening to poems by Ryan Teitman on The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro.